SlideShare is really good at doing what it says on the tin, sharing your slides. But did you know it can do a damn sight more than just sharing your slides online? For example, if you followed really current best practice in the design of your slides and you've got away from using dozens of slides and hundreds of bullet points, and instead you're using nice, clean, simple images or words or phrases to back up your narrative when you're actually delivering the slides, that's a really good modern way of designing your slides. But of course, once you upload them onto SlideShare, all your viewers, all your learners have really got then is just a collection of very, very pretty images and random standalone words. Without your narrative to support it, it kind of falls over and doesn't really support their learning. What you can now do in SlideShare is you can upload those really good, graphically engaging, best practice design slides, and then you can upload an MP3 audio recording alongside those slides. You can synchronize the slides transition to match with your narrative and your audio recording. So essentially, not only will the learner benefit from your slides, but they can also benefit from that crucial, important narrative that you're using to back up the slides. So it's really like them being in the same room as you. Not only can they see what you're talking about, they can also hear what you're talking about. Of course, once you've done that on SlideShare, you can also take the embed code that many of these modern online platforms provide, and you can bring that SlideShare presentation and that audio recording back into your intranet page, your blog, your virtual learning environment, your learning management system, and all of a sudden bring the learning content back to you. And there's one final thing that's a fairly new addition to SlideShare as well that's really worth looking at. Have a look at SlideShare's Zipcast facility. For anybody who's ever done a webinar or a virtual classroom, it's a free, although slightly functionality dumbed down version of a webinar or a virtual classroom. It allows you to share your SlideShare with other people that are online, whether that's an open public area, you can invite specific people to it. They can see your slides, they can hear your voice, they can see you in a video chat panel window, and they can also interact with one another and yourself using a traditional chat panel. It hasn't got the full functionality of a proprietary paper license webinar type platform, but if you want to share your slides and you want to explain something within one of your slide shares very, very quickly but still have a degree of interaction, then it's well worth looking at the Zipcast facility within SlideShare.